This is Living the RV Dream, episode 246 for Friday, July 8th, 2022.
I'm riding, 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 riding in my RV,
my RV,
wherever I want to be. 'Cause I'm free in my RV.
Well, hello, happy campers, hello, pelican heads, and happy travelers around the world. Full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors, schoolie builders. I'm missing someone here. Anyways, I'm a little discombobulated because today is my birthday. I'm a year older. And I mean, it's good to be celebrating it here in the Blacks, in the Black Hills area of South Dakota. And this is the longest we've been in the same area in a while. And the thing is, you know, Ely had to fly to Miami for a few days. So I decided to stay here in the Black Hills area. And I've seen a couple of things, actually. I haven't done all that much this entire week. I finished editing a video. That's about it. Actually, excuse me, I had to turn on the AC because, let me tell you, we've been experiencing pretty crazy weather here in South Dakota. Like, all of a sudden, you get this torrential storm and it drops down to 62 degrees Fahrenheit, for example. Which is, it's not cold, but it's chilly. You don't need the AC, for example. And now the sun came out and it's back to 80. I'm like, this is, you know, it's unsettling for especially for someone from Florida, where it is hot all the time. It is either hot or hotter. Here, you know, actually we've had a great time. Although most of the week I've been by myself, as I mentioned, Ely had to fly back to Miami. And as soon as we arrived here last Thursday, of course, we went to Mount Rushmore. It was relatively close. Actually, it's very close to where I am right now. And then Ely left, and what did I do? Well, I went to the Badlands. I decided to spend a couple of nights. There's this boondocking area, which is they call it the Wall, which is kind of halfway between the town of Wall and the entrance to the north entrance to the Badlands National Park. And it is one of those, I now consider it my number two favorite boondocking location after the Valley of the Gods. I mean, this place was incredible. The only thing that it was a little unsettling, because you are right on the edge of the precipice, you know, and it's probably 1,000 feet drop, or maybe not that much, but it feels like a big drop. And we had some pretty heavy winds, some heavy rain. I mean, it was a bad storm. I didn't know what to expect, if the winds were going to be strong enough to, you know, blow Minitini, or at least move it a little bit, or mudslide. I mean, it was torrential rain, like I had never seen in a very long time. We didn't have tornado warnings or anything like that, but we had decent, 40-mile-an-hour winds, which can be scary. You know, they shake the trailer for sure. And that's pretty much all I did. I boondocked for 2 days there, and had the weather been cold, or cold or pleasant, you know, temperature, you know, 60, even 70 degrees Fahrenheit, I would have been able to survive a couple of days just with solar. We were getting great solar. But what happened in the morning was very pleasant, but by 2 p.m. it was unbearably hot. And the RV becomes, you know, under the sun, it becomes kind of like a greenhouse. And I bet you in here at some point was almost 100 degrees. And at one point, you know, I had to just break out the good old internal combustion generator and make noise. There was nothing I could do. You know, it's my neighbor, which, you know, it wasn't as desolate as it looks in the pictures in Instagram. I had two fairly close neighbors, and one of them didn't turn on the generator at all. I mean, maybe they're used to the heat, or maybe they're from around here and it gets so cold during most of the year that they just wanna. I mean, if you were outside, there was a breeze, and you could be relatively comfortable. But inside the RV, you know, and I had to get some work done, so I had to be inside too. It was hot, but the most breathtaking view outside my window here, I positioned the RV. You know, when you are in a boondocking spot like that, you have the luxury where you can orient the RV, so you know, so your best window it's facing the best view. I didn't really orient it with solar or wind or anything like that in mind, but I just wanted to have the most breathtaking view outside the window, and it was. And then I returned to Rapid City. You know, it's been kind of a utilitarian week. I haven't really done much when it comes to touristy stuff. I did have to go to downtown once again. I got a haircut. I went to this place. It's called the Six Thrones or something like that. It was fancier and more expensive than I was expecting. It had good reviews, but they gave me a good haircut. You know, it's one of those fancy places that, like, they have like beer on tap and everything, so you can get a haircut, you know, drinking an IPA. But of course, it was 11 a.m. I didn't feel like drinking that early in the morning, but it was good. He gave me a good haircut. I gave him a nice tip, because we're very, very nice young kid, probably in his mid-20s. Super, super friendly folks. And generally speaking, most people in South Dakota have been extremely friendly, extremely generous, and that's something to be said for most of the country, really. I always say it, you know, I mean, kind of nothing beats the southern hospitality of, let's say, Savannah, Georgia, or a place like that, but people here have been extremely, extremely friendly and nice. You know, there's now that downtown Rapid City has one peculiarity, and every corner, almost every corner, has a sculpture of a president. So I took a couple of pictures. If you follow me on Instagram or on Facebook or the Facebook group, you'll see them. I took a picture I found Jefferson. The first one I took with Jefferson, then I took one with John Adams, which was our second president. Then there was George Bush, the father, the elder, George Herbert Bush, and finally Bill Clinton. And I kind of put him in order like that, you know, first Adam, then Jefferson, and Bush and Clinton. Clinton was, I think, holding a microphone. I think they should have done it with a saxophone, really, or the cigar. But I think the saxophone would have been more appropriate. It was nice, and it's a pretty nice downtown. There's a brewery there. It's called the Firehouse. I didn't feel like drinking or eating that early in the morning, or that you know, in general. So I didn't go in, but I've heard it's great. So, I mean, we're going to be in this area for a few days. And if we have to go back to Rapid City for any reason, we're definitely going to the Firehouse. And then the other reason I had to go to downtown, that was yesterday, was to pick up an Amazon package. I don't know if you've noticed, but sometimes we use, I mean, we're trying to get away from single-use plastic, I think that's what it's called, right? But sometimes we like to have, you know, disposable, you know, utensils, just in case, you know, we're boondocking, we don't want to be washing dishes, and nobody sells, you know, disposable knives. You know, they'll sell you the kit with knives, forks, and spoons. But what do you go through more quickly? Forks and knives, and then you're stuck with all these spoons, and you know what I mean. But Amazon is the only one that sells, you know, just knives. So I bought a package of 100 knives, and they arrived, and another hard drive, because yeah, when I put the three cameras on the roof, that's a lot of gigabytes. I was going to say megabytes, but we crossed that bridge many years ago when it comes to data. But yeah, it's been great. And now we have great plans for this week. Now when Ely arrives, you know, we're going to spend my birthday here, of course. Of course, I'm recording this a day before, so sometimes I refer to my birthday being tomorrow. It's today as you listen to this. We might go to Crazy Horse. We definitely want to go to Custer State Park. A lot of people have recommended Wind Cave National Park, which I'm going to try to go to. And there's a couple more places, the town of Deadwood. And yeah, I mean, looking forward to... I've been in this area for a whole week now, but we've only done one thing, Mount Rushmore, really, out of the important things to do here. I'd like to go to Mount Rushmore at night. I believe they do have like a lighting celebration or ceremony. when they turn on the lights at night. So I'd like to see that. And then next week, a week from today, really, it's the Winnebago Grand National Rally. So we're going back to Iowa. Really looking forward to seeing everybody there. And you know, it's that type of communal event where you get to meet people for the first time, for the second time. I'm sure there's going to be repeats from last year. And it's a way to connect with the community, in a sense, and with the folks from Winnebago. And in the end, I am a Winnebago brand ambassador, and I'd like to talk to them about, you know, what's next, if we're going to get another rig this year and whatnot. And then the following week, there's a surprise. There's a surprise. I believe either today or tomorrow or Monday, it will arrive. It will arrive. A 2022. I'm not going to give you the details. Let's keep it a surprise. It's a new truck. And I'm going to go pick it up all the way down to South Carolina. I have to go back to Florida too anyway. Because I want to put a roof on Mini Teeny One that is sitting there in the elements at Pelicamp, as you know. So, and now I wanted to go to the voicemails, but I also wanted to read you a message. Someone sent me a donation through PayPal, and you know, it's one of those things that sometimes I feel like, should I keep doing this? You feel burnt out. Not every day is like leaping with joy, right? But as I was saying, then you read messages like this, and it all makes sense. Robert, just a small token of her appreciation. My special needs daughter, Julia, was in a bad car accident right before the lockdown started, and she was in a great deal of pain. Then we found your channel, and we binged on your videos for months. You helped take her mind off the pain and immobility, and provided her with what she loves best in life. Road tripping, music, food, and interesting conversation. Thank you so much. We are even inspired to buy an AS Basecamp 20X, and we'll be hitting the road as soon as we are able. Can't thank you enough. So, you know, it's one of those messages that sometimes you don't realize, you know, that the certain impact you can have on people's lives, and you know, it feels good. It feels like your work is worth doing it. And well, enough of that. I wanna thank Sarah, by the way, for that donation and for that kind message. And you know, I get messages like that. I got a lot of them during the lockdowns. You know, some people were going crazy, and this was their way to travel vicariously. You know, and I did had a 4-month backlog of videos when they locked down back in March 2020. So you know, I was able to, you know, continue posting weekly videos, and I was able to edit longer videos too, because there was not a whole lot to do during those days, other than, you know, stay home and maybe go to the supermarket, take a stroll around the block. That was it. So let me see if we have some voicemail, and it's gonna be a short episode because I have to go to the airport to pick up Illy.
Thank you, Robert. Always watching where you are, buddy. I cannot get enough of you and the trailer and your wife. What a life. I hope you enjoy it forever, my friend. And keep on trucking, as we said. Anyway, buddy, thank you very much for sending me once in a while an email. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your message. And I really hope to be able to enjoy it for a long time. You know, it's my birthday today. So it's whenever it's your birthday. And you realize that at this point, there are probably more years behind than ahead. But still, I hope to travel as long as I have my health. And and be able to do, you know, I might slow down. I may not do a hike like Angel's Landing when I'm 70, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try to do as much as possible, stay as active as possible and as healthy. So I can keep doing this for a long time and keep sharing it with all of you.
Hi, Robert. It's Dylan here from the Erie Harlow area, and I have a few questions today. My first question is, when are you planning to visit Albuquerque, New Mexico in October? Yes, and my second question is, when you do go back to Arizona in 2023, are you planning to visit Phoenix again? Yes, and my final question is, I'm actually wondering, when are you eventually, are you planning to see North Cape in the winter in Norway? Yes. And today is Saturday, July 2nd, 2022. By the time you're hearing this, it would be Friday, July 8th. So I want to see everybody at the live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central. So I also want to take this moment to wish you a happy birthday. I hope you have a great birthday for 51, and I hope you enjoy your trip. So, and also another thing, why are you taking a detour from the Lewis and Clark trip? So that's all. So, all right, everybody, bye!
Hey, thank you, Dylan. Thank you for those birthday wishes, and I'm taking a detour from Lewis and Clark. I wanted to do it in one shot, but it's taking longer than I expected, and I do have certain things. You know, I wanted to, the original plan was to leave earlier and do the Winnebago Grand National Rally on the return trip, which would have been a detour. I wanted to do the return trip on I-50. I may still do the return trip on I-50, or I may do I-50 another time. I-50, no, US-50. What was the first question? Norway in winter? Probably not. Maybe I will, but the thing with North Cape in winter, it's gonna be dark all the time. I don't know if I want to do that. I do want to visit Alaska in winter, and I would love to spend one or two nights at the small town of Wiseman, which is above the Arctic Circle. An experience, you know, that not, you know, they say that this not in 100% dark all the time, but like at noon, around noon, you got a little glare, you know, on the south, coming from the south, and it's like you think it's gonna be sunrise, but it goes down again. The sun never rises. That would be super neat to see. And about Albuquerque, New Mexico in October, it all depends on the tickets for Balloon Fiesta. So if I can get those tickets for Balloon Fiesta, I'll go. And otherwise, well, there's always next year. What can you do?
Hello, Robert. My name is Daniel Ramirez. I live in Menifee, California. My wife, Oyuki, and I just started viewing these wonderful trips throughout this beautiful country of ours. And I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to join you. Thank you for the wonderful music that goes along with it, your commentary, and happy trails. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your message, and happy trails to you too. And I'm so glad to that you enjoy my music, my commentary, and the videos, you know, that that I produce. And happy trails to you. Thank you so much.
What up? You need to do something more than just traveling on the highway and going to every brewery known. People want to see other things. Don't be that cheap to pay for a museum. People might want to see it. Don't say, oh, next time, because there will be no next time.
And I thought this was going to be a love fest. Well, thank you so much for your constructive criticism there. And trust me, I'm not cheap. driving on the road has become very expensive this year. But yeah, you know, it's I'll think about it and go into. You know, this is the thing. I like actually driving. I like the journey. I like breweries, of course, and wineries, and you know, sampling the local cuisine sometimes. Although sometimes we end up just eating burgers, because that's, you know, that sometimes that's the only local cuisine. And I'll take your advice and visit more museums. How about that? Trust me, on this Lewis and Clark trip, there's like a museum in every town. Every town that Lewis and Clark set foot on, they have a museum about him. Again, thanks for the constructive criticism.
Robert and Eli, to see the eyeglasses guy. I went to Vermont the other day, and North Bennington is a big lake there, Lake Pilon. It was really good. The water was warm up there. I had a great time. Then went to Block Island, down Rhode Island. It was awesome. Great day trip, and I'm going to Martha's Vineyard. Beautiful beaches from Martha's. It's a lot of fun, the place. And I'll send you all the information for that next year for you. You'll be able to set campgrounds and, you know, how to do it. And I really enjoyed your videos. And we had a lot of shark sightings up here. No attacks up in Cape, you know. But there's a lot of seals. Not all the beaches. Some of the beaches. And Long Island, believe it or not, New York. Yeah, unbelievable, yeah. But no big deal, you know. Yeah, we can handle it. And the movie Jaws is great. The music, I always enjoy it. Bum, 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 bum. All right, you have a good time, and I really enjoy your videos. And I'll catch up with you again. You know, when I get out, maybe when I get out of Miami in November or December, we catch up again. Okay, this is Steve the Eyeglasses guy. Take care of your eyes now, like I said. You know? And have a nice day. Bye.
Hey, thank you, Steve, for your message. And yeah, I do need to get new glasses. So probably as soon as I get back to Florida, I'm gonna make an appointment and get my eyes checked. And I'm gonna get like 3 new pairs of glasses, because you know I'm getting old. And one of the things my hearing is still good, but my someone's calling me from a 305 number and it says spam risk. So, cancel. What was I talking about? I should have silenced my phone, but I didn't. Yeah, glasses. Yeah, I need to get glasses. You know, my eyesight is it's getting bad, especially like to read, and it happens to everybody, right?
Hi, Robert. I really enjoy all your travels. I watch them every day. This is Janet Stevens from Franklin, Indiana, and I get really good ideas from you. Today I had an echocardiogram, and while I was having it, your song, I'm riding in my RV, that was going through my head the whole time, so it made it go faster. So I'm just now home, and I'm watching the Arizona travel today. So thank you so much for all you do. Thank you, thank you.
And thank you for that voicemail. And I hope, you know, that echocardiogram came out okay. And that's about it for this. That was a lot of voicemails, wasn't it? Today we had a few. And if you want to leave me a voicemail and have it played back here on the podcast, just go to travelingrobert.com. Beautiful website designed by our friend Remy. And on the bottom left corner, there's a nifty green button that says leave a voice message. And that's where you can leave me a voice message, you know, using your computer's microphone, or you can use it on your phone, mobile device, iPad, whatever you have. So leave me a voice message, and I'll play it back here on the podcast. And that's all we're going to do for today. I'll keep you posted about our adventures on the road, coming to you next Friday from... I don't know where I'm going to be next Friday. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Sioux Falls is in South Dakota, right? It's not in Iowa. I believe it is like in the by the border. Yeah, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And en route to the Winnebago Grand National Rally. in Forest City, Iowa. Oh man, it's been a long week without Ely here. Until next week, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.